Hey there, and welcome back to The Leadership Break. I'm Paula Chapoulis, Leadership and Mental Health Coach, and your companion in the messy, meaningful work of leading with heart. This season, we're focused on the quiet leading through the middle, that long stretch when you're not brand new, not done, and somehow carrying more than most people ever see. Today, we're naming that space and everything that lives inside it. What it's like to lead from the middle and the invisible labor leaders carry behind the scenes. The leadership books love to talk about vision, about bold moves, about being at the top. I fall prey to that too. But what about the middle? The middle is where you might find yourself. Perhaps you are a mid-level manager or a nonprofit founder or a director or a seasoned team lead. It's the place where strategy meets execution and emotion meets reality. You're high enough that people expect you to have answers, but you're close enough to the front lines that you also feel all the mess. You're the bridge between the two, often the buffer, occasionally the interpreter and the cheerleader, and sometimes the punching bag or the lightning rod. Here's something I hear often. I'm not burnt out exactly, but I'm so tired and it doesn't really help to rest. That's the fatigue of invisible labor, the kind of leadership that doesn't show up on org charts, that is rarely applauded at all hands meetings. The labor of navigating emotions, unspoken expectations, and the quiet crises of your team. Let me share a few anonymous stories. Blended and anonymized from real leaders I've coached, people who are leading from the middle. If you hear yourself in them, you're in good company. So the educational leader. After a student crisis, she wakes at 3 a.m. drafting the message that will hold people together, even though the incident wasn't in her department. She coaches a grieving team all morning, then advocates for resources all afternoon. No one will list collective grief holder on her duties, but there she is, doing all of that. For the manager, her team trusts her with the real story, conflict, confusion, and fear. Her boss wants bulletproof alignment by Friday. She spends Wednesday translating the human nuance into executive-ready clarity and spends Thursday translating all of that back into human terms. Both sides feel helped, but neither sees all the miles that she walked in the middle. And how about the founder? He built a nonprofit from a kitchen table, but now it's HR issues and board meetings and donor coffees and staff one-on-ones. I used to feel purpose, he told me. Now I feel all of this pressure just to keep it all going and to get all the details worked out, and I'm doing so much administration, I don't even connect anymore with my why. He's not quitting. He's just naming this weight so he can carry it more honestly. None of these leaders are asking for a medal. What they want is what we all want, for someone to say, I see what you're carrying. You're not invisible. Let's talk a little bit more about that invisible labor. What really is it? I offer an idea here that it's the emotional and psychological effort it takes to lead well. So here are some examples, like holding space after layoffs, even if you didn't make the decision. Maybe it's coaching someone through a conflict while managing your own triggers. Being the culture carrier during times of chaos, like reminding people of your values and the organization's values and trying to be more positive. Maybe it's absorbing anger or disappointment from both directions, staff and senior leadership. And maybe it's showing up fine, quote unquote, fine, so others can fall apart in front of you. This is labor. It is work. And too often it's not named or even resourced. We say things like emotional intelligence or soft skills, but there's nothing soft about holding the weight of other people's morale, safety, or trust. It's strength, and it deserves a break. So what does help? Here are some patterns I've seen across coaching conversations. There's four different ones that I think could be helpful. The first one is naming it. When leaders begin to name what they're carrying, they stop blaming themselves for not being better at handling it. And language is power. Google Dr. Dan Siegel's Name It to Tame It if you're interested in the science behind this. But this is real and it works. Second, a peer space. A surprising number of leaders have no peer space to talk, reflect, or offload. Find or create one. Think peer roundtables, coaching groups, even short intentional check-ins. Locally, I also run the Blue Ox Business Academy at the Brainerd Lakes Chamber, where we've been growing our Peer 360 program. I facilitate three of the 15 groups we formed, and real connection happens here. Find something like that for yourself. Another one is finding a ritual to kind of release the day. One founder I coach puts her hand on the door before leaving the office and says aloud, "I did what I could today. The rest is not mine to carry home." It's simple, grounding, pretty powerful. Another leader I know, upon locking the door to his office, says, "I'm not taking this home. This all stays here and will be here tomorrow." And the last is just a mindset reset, taking breaks, doing some deep breathing. Yes, even just listening to this podcast, it's not frivolous. It's leadership maintenance, and it's how you sustain this stretch. So if you're listening to this and thinking, "Yep, that's me," then take this as your reminder. You are not alone in the middle. You are not weak for feeling tired. You are not behind for not having all the answers. You're not invisible. You are leading, and that matters, even when no one says so. Take a break today, take a breath, and when you're ready, take the next quiet, courageous step forward, and I'll meet you there. Thanks for listening to the Leadership Break. If today's episode resonated, I'd love for you to share it with another leader in the middle. You can also subscribe, rate, or leave a review. It helps others find the break they need too. Until next time, lead gently. You're doing better than you think.